now to North Texas, where a 14-year-old boy, a robotics fan, was arrested after he says he made his own clock with circuit boards and wires in a pencil case. But when he brought the clock to class, he ended up in handcuffs. He was accused of making a bomb. And not insignificantly, the boy's name is Ahmed Mohammed. Today, the police chief of Irving, Texas, Larry Boyd, said police now have a different perspective.
The follow-up investigation revealed the device apparently was a homemade experiment, and there's no evidence to support the perception he intended to create alarm. No charges will be filed, and the case is considered closed.
And Ahmed is getting all sorts of attention on social media today. He's even received an invitation from President Obama to bring the clock to the White House. Joining us now is Eric Aasen, reporter for KERA in Dallas. And Eric, I want to ask you about Ahmed, but first, let's hear a clip from an interview he gave the Dallas Morning News. Here he is describing what happened once police took his clock.
An officer and the principal came and took me up, and they took me to a room filled with five officers, which they interrogated me and searched through my stuff and took my tablet and my invention. And then later that day, I was taken to a juvenile center detention center. They searched me until my parents came, and then I got to leave the building and the station. And I went home and talked to my parents about it because I couldn't call my parents during the interrogation.
Well, Eric, what more do we know about this contraption that he made? Because the question really boils down to, does it actually look like a bomb?
Based on the pictures that I've seen that have been shown on TV stations, it looks like a clock with a bunch of wires behind it. He did get arrested for making a hoax bomb. And meanwhile, a letter was sent out to students, to the parents of students at MacArthur High School yesterday from the principal, alerting them to this incident, being kind of vague with the details to protect the students' privacy, but saying that parents and students should have conversations about what they're bringing to school.
Right. And at least two of his teachers had concerns about what this thing looked like. So you have to take that into consideration. But Ahmed's story has inspired a hashtag, I Stand With Ahmed. There's been efforts underway now to get him visits to NASA and Google. What has the support been around this?
The NASA detail is interesting because a picture that was posted on Twitter after the arrest showed him in handcuffs wearing a NASA shirt. And so now there's an effort to get him an invitation to NASA. And also the I Stand With Ahmed is trending on Twitter today. And Ahmed did send out a tweet earlier today saying, thank you for your support. I really didn't think people would care about a Muslim boy. Hashtag thank you for standing with me. And meantime, friends are posting pictures of him from robotic club competitions through the years, showing off his creations and inventions. There's been a lot of support from his friends, from classmates, as well as from Muslims across North Texas.
Well, let's step back just a little bit because there has been a lot of conversation in North Texas recently about anti-Muslim hostility. Some people saying that the mayor has been unsupportive of Muslims for encouraging a law to pass that would stop the spread of Sharia law in Irving. Put all of this into context, because it's not just a kid bringing something that may or may not look like a clock bomb to school.
Yeah, what makes this interesting is that it happened in Irving, which is right between Dallas and Fort Worth, a large growing city. It used to be a bedroom community decades ago and is now quite diverse. It's right next to the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, the major airport in the area, home to many major corporations. As a result, lots of different people have moved into Irving, and a lot of those folks are diverse, South Asians, Asians, Muslims, Blacks, Hispanics. It's a true melting pot today in the city, and there's just been a lot of tension in the last several years. And the Islamic Center in Irving, which is the major mosque in town, has this informal conflict resolution for members, for worshipers, whether it's business disputes or marriage issues. And they say other faiths do this. But Irving Mayor Beth Van Dyne was concerned about that based on a chain letter rumor that went around saying that that effort was basically Sharia law or an effort to impose Sharia law in Irving. And she got national attention because of that, interviewed on Fox News and other outlets. But the mosque says that the mayor was blowing this out of proportion.
Hmm. Are there people out there who just say, look, this kid made a mistake. He shouldn't bring anything that might even closely resemble a bomb to school?
there are many differing viewpoints out there today that in the light of heightened security at schools, with whether it's school shootings or just safety issues at schools, that students need to be careful in what they bring to school and to realize that what looks innocent, a contraption like a clock, could be misinterpreted, as it was in this case. At the same time, a lot of Ahmed's friends and classmates say he loves robotics and he was just showing off his passion to the teachers at that school.
Eric Austin, reporter for KERA in Dallas. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.